Today we are talking with Paul Leon of the Illumination Foundation, and his organization services the homeless, and it's a very, very hot topic right now. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Why don't you dive in and let us tell the listeners all about Illumination Foundation.
Well, about 8 years ago, I was a public health nurse for the County of Orange and walked into the cold weather shelter in Orange County. Unbeknownst to me at the time, I came upon about 150 to 200 individuals that were in that cold weather shelter, mm-hmm. about 60 of them small children under the age of five.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we opened up Pandora's box for Orange County because at that time, we only had the cold weather shelter but minimal housing for families. Back then, the count of homeless children in Orange County was about 26,000. Today, it's 36,000.
Wow.
Another 10,000.
And what's the reason? Just the economy, variety of reasons?
Well, actually, housing across the nation mm-hmm. is pretty much depleted. In Orange County, there's about a 2% vacancy. And obviously, if you live in Orange County, you know the cost of housing.
Mm-hmm.
For a one-bedroom apartment, it ranges anywhere from $1,500 to $1,800. So we find that we have families that will have to double, triple up. And now even five and six families living in a one-bedroom apartment.
Mm. So that obviously highly impacted you when you started the foundation. And what's been the trajectory of your work?
Well, at that time, I was in MBA school at UCI, and it actually started as a class project. We started with just hoping to house 30 to 40 families. Mm-hmm. The need way outweighed the what the capacity we had. So we were fortunate to solicit funding from major organizations and businesses. Pacific Life, PIMCO,
mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo are some of our big donors. We were able to go with them and explain to them through data and outcomes that we're in a crisis situation throughout the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Orange County was second in the nation for homeless children, only behind Detroit.
Wow, nobody would expect that. So tell us a little bit about some current programs and things going on.
So basically, one of the big, obviously, housing is the key.
Mm-hmm.
What we have learned from national investigation, and we're on a couple national boards, that we found out that housing works. The housing first is the solution to homelessness. And it kind of goes against normal past experiences where individuals would get families and individuals housing ready. But about 5 to 6 years ago nationally, they tried just placing individuals into housing and to see how they would do first, not get them ready, just immediately take them from the street and put them into housing.
Mm-hmm.
They were met with great success. 80% of the individuals that they take from the street and put into housing mm-hmm. stay in housing.
Yeah, I remember seeing a documentary about, it was, I don't know if it was families, but it was adults, and it was a highly successful program.
Correct. Well, what had happened was the federal government put a lot of funding into homeless veterans,
mm-hmm.
and lessons were learned from that. They had learned that the veterans, both individuals and families, when they put them in housing, despite mental health issues, despite substance abuse issues, that immediately
yep.
they did what they needed to retain that housing.
So what's next?
So next, we're working with the city of Santa Ana, the city of Anaheim, to try to create more housing. And I think we've made this last 2 years great headway, especially with the city of Anaheim. They're really progressive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They understood that they had a problem. Violence was up. Anybody who walks down the street can see homeless individuals and families increasing. So the city of Anaheim came to us with a really innovative idea to work through the schools, identify homeless families before they are homeless,
mm-hmm.
and put them into housing.
How can the listeners get involved? What are some things that they can do?
Well, obviously, they can go to our website, which is www.ifhomeless.org, and they can volunteer. We also have some information about homelessness because obviously when you see a homeless individual, that individual may not be homeless. They may just be panhandling. There's a multiple scenarios on why somebody's on the street. The homeless that we're taking care of aren't necessarily panhandling. Many of them have mental illness. Mm-hmm. Many of them are children. One out of six children in the nation suffer from poverty. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we see are young moms with children.
I see. Please repeat the website address.
It's www.ifhomeless.org.
Ifhomeless.org. To wrap up, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I can just give you one story because stories are so important to us. We had a gentleman who was, his name Lorenzo, and he was in the Civic Center for years. We were able to get him into housing about 3 months ago. He's now in an apartment. He reconnected with his son that he had actually put up for adoption about 10 years ago. He's actually in housing. His son reacquainted with them, and they're actually getting an apartment together. And we actually have hundreds of stories like that where people are getting off the street despite mental illnesses and drug addiction. And I believe that they deserve the dignity, the care, and it's our responsibility as our community to take care of them.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, Illumination Foundation, for the listeners, go check them out. They are really changing lives for our Orange County families. Thank you, Paul Leone, for being here. And for any of you listeners that want to help the Illumination Foundation today, you can go on to the KX93.5 website and go on and check off the Illumination Foundation as the organization you'd like to support. And if you become a member of KX93.5 today, a portion of your membership will go directly to Illumination Foundation. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you.
And great work. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.